Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts right now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we always do, we take care of you, the suspects. And we always tell you this, whether it's just with our entertaining voices every single day and our phenomenal sports takes and otherwise.
Wow.
And the way we make you laugh.
You're very.
With all of our entertainment and otherwise takes and the fact that we have a comedian on the show. We also have ways where we give
you're
back.
You're proud of us, aren't you?
I'm not out there tweeting about it. I'm just telling the folks
what
that it's a give and take kind of situation. And I'm liking the fact that we have suspects and we give back. And part of the way we give back when we're not doing giveaways with call-ins is we set up other ways that the suspects benefit from listening.
I don't know what you just said. That's a lot of words. Nick, did you understand any of that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Damn it, Nick. That was a
moment for us, and you just...
I know what you were doing.
Nick, you didn't have your headphones on. He goes, I knew what you were doing. I just wasn't on board this time. That's great.
We do the non-professional way, Nick. Barry, don't we have something to give away today and some way to get involved for the listeners? Tell them about it.
Yeah. Courtney has 2 tickets to Joe Rogan.
That's the non-professional way.
Was that Joel?
That was Joel.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about. We sound alike, and you're going to try
Hoffman
and dump that on
building.
Me?
It literally was on the Twitch stream, bro.
I like to go by the way, Nick, I like to go by Sergeant Arthur, okay?
Oh, damn. Oh, wow.
Get it straight if you're going to moniker me, okay?
Wow.
Was it that bad of a shot? You just called him Sir Arthur.
No, he's aggressive right now. I like it. Just not like him.
AJ told me the other day when he was listening to my point blank takes, he goes, I like that, the aggressiveness and the way you did the video. He goes, why don't you ever do that on radio? Well, be careful what you ask.
Yeah, I like it. I like the aggressiveness.
There you go.
Keep it up.
He hasn't obviously heard him do his Adler bit if he thinks Joel is not aggressive.
Yeah.
How many times do people say Joel's on a rant again? So it's not like, it'd be nice if the program director listened to the show before he was
too
critical.
Too much.
I also went in down the hall, by the way, on the break and ripped the door open to SB Nation Radio and told Cody I was going to whoop his ass
because
Barry was hurt and I was stepping in for him.
That's right. He said none of that.
He said on the air he would stick a thumb in my eye. What?
Who said that?
Cody said that.
Well, that's just him kind of in a way admitting that he can't really fight that well, and that's like his cheap way of getting
rid
of you.
That's probably a wrestling move.
Well, like he did dress up as a wrestler with a singlet for Halloween, which was something we all had to digest and still have on our heads.
I didn't need to see that.
It's something we can't erase from our memory banks.
Yeah.
The side boob is one thing on Instagram for the hot chicks. The side boobs in the Cody singlet was something totally different.
Yeah, that made me sad.
That picture was fantastic.
Just because of the hair on the nipples.
That was fantastic.
It was a really good costume, though. I'm not going to lie.
I loved that picture.
Bust his balls.
And he had Jose Partida on his shoulders, right?
Basically. No, I didn't see that one.
That's what I'm saying. He had a dude on the floor, and he had somebody on his shoulders.
I didn't see that.
Let me get that.
Oh, no. I saw the one of him just standing in the studios next to something, and he's kind of
doing... Go to Jose Partida's Twitter, and then look at the media, and you'll find it.
Because he's doing the old wrestling pose where they would put their hands out or whatever. I saw that, but I didn't see... Oh, I got to check that out for sure. But let's get back to this giveaway. So our promotions director extraordinaire, Courtney, said she has 2 more tickets to give away to Joe Rogan this weekend. And she said that all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, ESPN Houston or ESPN 97.5 on Facebook, and mention a song on this show today, way back Wednesday, about cheating that we've played, that Nicholas has played. That's all you have to do. You just log on to Facebook and give the artist and the title of a song we've played. That's simple. That's all you got to do, and she will randomly pick a winner at 4 o'clock. So when our show's over, she'll pick a winner. So just go do it. Good luck.
There you go.
Easy peasy.
Professionally done, Barry.
I'm struggling.
Done.
Thank you. I'm struggling to get.
I lied.
Okay. That wasn't nice at all. You had me all hyped up.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I'm going to have to do an R. Kelly song. I got none left.
I won't play it. That's an instant loss.
You have one left?
None left. No. You guys have taken all
How
the
many more
songs
do you have left to complete your list?
8.
Really? You don't have a single song? That's crazy.
No, I have one song.
Because I have one extra song.
I have two, actually, now.
You want to take my Taylor Swift song?
No, that's all. I'm all right with that one. I'll figure it out. You see what you stirred up on the text line? Somebody texted the show and said, wait one damn minute. AJ's name is Arthur? That's not that bad of a name. Yeah, he said it on air. That's not, I don't think that's that bad of a name.
Why is it a bad name to?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're trying to imply, but I'm just.
No, I think he was trying to imply that he didn't know that it was his name.
Oh, no. They put a ton of laughy cry faces.
Oh, so he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It's not. Yeah. It's not that bad. It could be worse.
It could be.
So, I think we were tagged on this. But now in this Astros story, we have more people coming out. Former Red Sox reliever Carson Smith. And by the way, they said that there are 4 ex-Astros. Only one wanted to be identified in Mike Fiers, but 3 others that wanted to be remain nameless started to back up the story. So you're cowards, right? You want to be a part of the story,
that.
But
no,
you don't want
I
your name out there?
That. Listen, there is something to be said for getting the information out but not being a snitch.
Like, but you Mike still Fiers, are a snitch.
Well, yeah, you are a snitch, but no one knows you're a snitch. Everyone knows Mike Fiers is a snitch asshole. Period. That's what he is now. If you're on the team with Mike Fiers and you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, you're going to be like, nah, Mike, you got to leave the room, bro. Your ass is a snitch. You got to go. I mean, that's a fact. He put his name on it. That is a fact. Here's the thing. If a Trevor Bauer says, yeah, the Astros are cheating and here's why, here's how, that's one thing. You never played for the Astros. I get it. But you benefited from the cheating. How many wins do you have to give back? Because of your team. Your team cheated. You were an Astro.
Like, they're not.
Your team cheated. But now you're throwing them under the bus because you're not an Astro anymore? That's whole stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to they're not going to take any wins away. They're not going to take the pennant away. So
I think they fine them, and I think they lose draft picks.
I think that's probably right.
I think that both of them happen. I think it's going to be a hefty fine.
So Carson
Smith. And I think they'll lose a lot of draft picks.
A lot?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Carson Smith, who pitched 108 games for the Red Sox and the Mariners, has come forward and tweeted out, in the article about the Astros stealing signs, they forgot to mention the bullpen catcher also relaying in signs for specific batters specific ways. Astros went to extreme measures, undoubtedly still do, and it's paid off for them. It was also sketchy when the security guards / Crawford box scorekeepers kept constantly checking on our bullpen and looking up at the TV that coincidentally wasn't working for us that series. As if to say that if it was, that they could have identified
now,
what
see,
they were doing.
Again, this is, it goes back to in football. There's this longstanding thing that if you play in Foxborough in New England, for some reason, they always have headset problems.
Yep.
For some reason, the coach or the offensive coordinator, they can't communicate with the quarterback all the time. Why is that, right? And then we talk about, well, it's because they're cheaters. Well, maybe it's time we just accept the fact that the Astros are cheaters. Because here's my thought. You know, even if you talk about the delays and stuff, and you talked about having to find a way to get a live feed in, well, if that live feed goes to a splitter that splits between the two dugouts, if you just make sure that these TVs don't work, then you could pump the live feed into the other bullpen. I didn't mean dugout. I meant bullpen. So, boy, there's a lot of things you can look at and draw conclusions on with this little bit of information that's being leaked out slowly. It's just – and I'm not saying any of this is true. I'm just saying that – We've always said when it comes to other teams where there's smoke, there's fire. If this many ex-Patriots came out or this many ex or players that played the Patriots came out and said things about the Patriots on cheating, we would roast the Patriots. So, Houston, I'm sorry. Looks like your Astros are cheaters.
I'm just going to say bottom again, line. Where there's smoke, there's fires.
That's, yeah.
That's the end result of all of this.
I mean, I don't know what else people are going to – I mean, I think at the end of the day, just like you said, draft picks, probably a hefty fine.
You think it's a half a mil, a mil?
I think it's a mil.
I heard
Cody say a mil, and I agree with him. If the Red Sox fine was $250,000, this is a mil.
I think that could be possible. I would think they should go for the maximum because if you really think about it, if they really are cheating, if you were to say, hey, we could cheat using technology, we'll win the World Series, and then after that, the MLB will fine us $2 million. I'll take that deal. I'll pay you $2 million to win a World Series and deal with it because at the end of the day, there's not going to be an asterisk next to the World Series pennant for the 2017 Astros, whether anybody around this country wants it or not. It's just not going to happen.
And you make the two bills back just with another ring night.
Exactly.
Right?
It's going to be a really bad.
Ring night against the Baltimore Orioles.
It's just going to be a really bad look, and that's it.
There's not technically an asterisk, but if they don't win another one, and that's the only one this franchise ever wins, with this group and this front office, if they never win another one and all the allegations come out that they were cheaters in this 3-5 year run of dominance, there may not actually be an asterisk, but I think in everybody's mind around the country, they were only good because they cheated.
Sure.
Not the fact
you're
that.
You're not the Buffalo Bills because you ended up winning one, but you're the Braves because you got a long ways away. And then you're right. You're the Braves with. You're a tainted Braves because now you're like the Braves. You only won one. You did have some great teams. Yeah. But along the way, you got the one, and people think you got it with a little help.
I think it's a perfect example because the reason why the Patriots kind of get away with it is because, look, yeah, maybe they are cheaters, but they won how many times?
Yeah, they're a dynasty.
So that kind of lets it go. That kind of supplements for all the hate. Or not supplements, but it kind of gives it a bit of an excuse. If the Astros don't win, Barry, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, that's true. They need to sustain this dominance for a very long time. Because, like I said, if they don't, then you just look back at it and say, well, that little 3 or 5 year run, yeah.
And I'm not even sure if it's just dominance. They have to win another pennant, I feel like. Because just being a good team ain't going to cut it. Because the only time you won was when you cheated, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've got to either sustain a run of dominance or win another one now that this is all out. Otherwise, that period.
That's a good point.
From, 15 to 19 is just looked at as. Oh, well, you turned it around because you cheated.
Yeah, they definitely.
But that's
I agree.
Why we give the Patriots a pass is because it's been for so long and they've had one of the best players in football ever playing on their team.
Best coaches.
Yeah. But I don't know. Sorry, Houston.
Got to win another one. There's your motivation. Hopefully it comes to fruition. We'll see.
We got some stupid texts in this.
I saw one of them that I was going to try and delete.
I deleted it for you.
Oh, good. So hour number two rolls on. Hour number three should be the Barry special if he gets his list in.
Two down, six to go.
Way back Wednesday, pre 2009 about cheating, because of course that's what we've been talking about with your Houston Astros. Plenty more to talk about. Big game coming up on Sunday between the Ravens and the Texans. Big game tonight at Toyota Center. Clippers and Rockets. And big show coming up next. It's the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
He's more than a man, and this is more than love. The reason that the sky is blue, the clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour two, rolling on as we get close to the midway point here on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The fighter is in the hallway right now looking for his prelim. Cody Stutes is looking to scrap with anybody before he prepares for the big fight with
Cody
Barry
Stutes
Laminack.
Getting violent on the fourth floor.
You know, Barry says he's got back problems today. Do you think those came up because he heard Cody said he wanted to fight him?
I don't know. It's possible. Very possible.
I think it's very interesting.
You think there's some excuses being made?
There could be a correlation, yeah. Are you ever upset that you're not mentioned either way in those lists, Nick?
No, I'm not. I don't think I would be.
I think people are afraid of you. Like, Trey was legitimately afraid of you.
I don't think Cody's afraid of me.
You think you could take him?
God, that would be tough. There is definitely a weight discrepancy there.
Oh, that's where you're going. That's where you're going. But we pick on him. Okay.
I don't know. He doesn't describe me as an angry. I'm saying yes, not because I'm trying to be disrespectful towards Cody. He just doesn't come off as an angry, violent dude. I can get angry. I've never seen Cody angry.
Yeah, he's pretty passive. He's a pretty laid back.
I would agree with
that. He's
like
nice.
Fun-loving
he's
just a teddy
nice,
bear guy.
Yeah, he's just a nice. He's a good dude, and yeah. I can't believe I have to say this out loud, but it is true. He's a good dude.
I agree.
I'll still fight his stupid ass though.
Oh, he wants.
Oh yeah, he wants this.
Yeah.
Better get
he wants
me now.
That smoke.
Better get me now. My back is hurt.
This back problem thing. Jeez. I'm telling you. I mean, there's been,
so old.
I hope you guys are watching on the Twitch feed when it looks like he's got gas. It's like we're sitting there in the mid discussion. All of a sudden, he's like, "Mic off." Doubled over.
Oh, when I sneezed earlier. Kill me now. Oh, my God. That didn't fart. Not farting, Joseph.
All right, so Astros conversation has been front and center today. Ike wants to get in here talking about the Astros. Ike, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Good, man.
What's
how are
up,
you?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I don't believe I'm actually going to defend the Astros in this. I understand cheating is cheating, but you still have to hit the ball. I mean, just because you know it's a fastball or a curveball. What was that movie with Clint Eastwood, Trouble with the Curve? Just because you know it's coming, still can't hit it.
Just because the movie's coming out doesn't mean you got to go see it. If you actually saw that Clint Eastwood movie, Mike, that's a bit frightening. But I mean, I get it. Look, Stephen A. Smith was saying, you know, Jose Altuve, it wasn't Altuve's fault that he got a hanging slider from Aroldis Chapman and hit it out of the park. But we also went back yesterday and said, but when you go back to Game 5 against the Rays, just this last season in the playoffs, and said, was he tipping pitches that the Astros were picking up on, or were they stealing signals?
Well, no, because they showed what he was doing.
I mean, he admitted after the game that he said he was
that
tipping.
That kind of stuff, glove high, glove low.
That's fine.
That's, you know, and in a roundabout way, isn't that really using technology to cheat? You're using video to pick up that tendency instead of watching it live.
You're watching a reel of every time he's thrown said pitch.
This is what
to
it
see
looks
what
like.
He does with his glove
they'll put 1,000 fastballs back to back to back, and it's the same motion. And then they'll go, all right, this is fastball, breaking ball, back to back to back to back to back, and you start to see the differences in the two, and that's how you could pick it up. Or you'll look at, okay, we're going to look at every single thing about him as he throws this fastball. You're still using technology. You're just not using it live.
Yeah, Major League Baseball is a victim of its own technological advancement, right? Because of the fact that they've allowed and implemented all this technology. I mean, it's just like anything else. Teams are going to look for every advantage they can get. And even if iPads are legal, well, then why is it illegal to have on the iPad the center field camera with the signals?
So my Texan said, would one be called a Mike Fiers if one told the usual suspects that OU Mike talked about Barry on Charlie's show with Cody and Jake, hypothetically speaking.
One would be called late to the party because we already mentioned it.
From Mike Fryers, his alternate ego brother.
Yeah, we already mentioned it.
We already knew that. They snitched right away. Like, I mean, it didn't take long at all. And again, you guys don't have to tell me that. Going forward, just let it be known. I don't care if OU Mike calls another show and says mean things about me. You don't have to snitch on him, because I promise you I lose zero sleep if OU Mike doesn't like me. So you don't have to tell me that he did it. I promise. It's okay.
This is the equivalent of, let's say, Jim Rome gets his first big break and has the Jim Rome show, and it goes national, and you just drop 6 F-bombs in your first segment. I mean, OU Mike had a good thing going here. He became a sideshow to the usual suspects, a usual caller. He had a following of people that couldn't wait for his calls. And it all went awry because of his own doing. It had nothing to do with any of us.
Yeah.
I'm happy you paid the brunt of it, but I'm just saying.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's the first half of the show. We still got another half to go. That means 90 minutes on the clock when we come back, and plenty of opportunities for you to join unless you're OU Mike. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call that number. You can text that number. And you're always welcome to get us on Twitter, where we're basically available all the time. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Second half of the show starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Plenty of time for you to still join the show. And if you want to join the show live and in person, it is that time. It's the once a month that we get to get down to B-Town. This time it's at Red's Ice House in Beaumont. It's Friday from 1 to 7 p.m. We're going to do the show from 1 to 4. Blitz is going to do 4 to 7. Always have a great time with our suspects down in Beaumont. We're going to have plenty of the suspect shirts. So if you haven't got one, have wanted to get one, then you show up. We're going to have Miller and Coors specials all day long, food specials as well. Start your weekend early. Grab a Miller Lite, Coors Lite, and hang out with us. Friday, November the 15th, 1 to 7 p.m., Red's Ice House in Beaumont. And again, shout out to the Popes. Lauren and Aaron Pope, they have tipped us off that a buddy of theirs is doing a clothing drive to help out the homeless and the less fortunate in these colder temperatures. It's a coat drive, but I don't think anything's going to be turned away. So if you're going to come out and see us and you've been cleaning out your closet or know you got some stuff you don't need anymore, it doesn't fit you right, bring it on out.
Do it, do it. I was going to bring some stuff.
Yeah.
And I had some. Actually, I was just going to bring a pile of clothes, but then I remembered I had to wrap the backflow preventer on my sprinklers, so I didn't have anything to wrap it with.
Oh god!
So I just used some clothes I was going to throw out.
MacGyver over here is over here fixing sprinklers.
But I do. I have gloves and a bunch of ski caps. I'm going to bring.
I was thinking because I was going to ask you because I have ski caps, but is that all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that hygienic to bring a ski cap,
bro? They're homeless.
Okay.
What are you worried about? I mean, you think they're going to be like, oh, this is, did you wash this first? They're homeless. Speaking of that, yesterday on the way home, I stopped to get gas at the Walmart on Ella. I think it's Ella. It's off of 610, whatever. And I pull into the gas station and like I'm closest to the little area, right? Where you go in and pay, the store itself. And there's a homeless lady sitting on the ground, bundled up. You know, it's cold already.
Yeah.
She's all bundled up. She's got her little ski hat on. And I get out of the car, and she looks at me, and she smiles with her one tooth. And she just says, hi, sweetie. That's it. Just hi, sweetie. Didn't ask for anything. Didn't want anything. And when I'm telling you one tooth, Joel, I'm not being funny. She literally had one tooth. That's not me judging. That's important to the story.
Okay.
So I'm pumping gas, and I thought, you know, I bet she's cold. I bet she's hungry. I feel bad. She didn't ask for anything. I'm gonna buy her a cup of coffee and a warm sandwich. All right. So I put the gas in, and I start pumping it, and I walk over there. And I said, hey, sweetie, can I buy you a cup of coffee and a warm sandwich? And she goes, well, I don't drink coffee, but I like Pepsi. I was like, all right, I'll buy you a Pepsi. Do you want to you want me to get a sandwich? Maybe throw it in the microwave for you. She goes, actually, I like chips. It took all I had in my body to go, how are you eating chips? You ain't got no teeth. How do you eat chips with no dentures? Teeth?
Maybe she has some dentures.
Bro, homeless people don't have dentures. She had nothing. She had gums and a tooth. She literally had a tooth. One tooth. Well, you're not eating chips. Or you busted them up with a hammer first? Well, I was like, that blew my mind, and I was like, nope, you're trying to be nice right now. You're trying to do something nice for somebody. Don't say anything, smartass.
Maybe she, like, crunches up the bag and then puts it in a cup.
Yeah. And then maybe the Pepsi melts the chips. I don't know, but I was like.
Think about it. The half moon shape that a bite takes out of a sandwich. I mean, it could take her a freaking week to eat the sandwich.
Yeah, but at least, no, it'd be easier to eat a sandwich than a bag of Doritos.
One tooth trying to get all that.
Yeah, but still, I'll take my chances with some soggy bread as opposed to a Dorito. So I went in. I was like, all right, I'll be right back. And I just walked in. I wasn't going in there for anything. I just walked in. I got a Pepsi and a bag of Doritos. And then I go to the counter, and the lady was like, do you need a bag? I was like, no, it's for the lady out front. And she goes, what? I was like, yeah, it's for the lady sitting out front. She goes, oh, my God, sir, I'm so sorry. I've told her don't hound anybody. I was like, ma'am, she didn't say anything to me. When I pulled up, all she said was hi, you know, and I said hello, and I felt bad for her. She looks cold. She looks hungry, so I wanted to buy her something. She goes, oh, you're so sweet. This is God's work. I was like, no, I was out of gas. This had nothing to do with God. I just needed gas. That's all that is. And she goes, but you're so sweet. She goes, you know she's pregnant? What?
Oh no. Wow.
Because, look. I'm not judging, but this was not an attractive lady, even by homeless standards. Like,
even by homeless standards?
I was like, who?
You know what I feel the worst for?
I was
like, baby.
Yes! But I was like, oh my God, she's homeless.
Where is this baby going to be born?
Who's. You know what? No. See, that's not even. This is the difference between me and you. Is you're like the baby, and I'm like, who's banging homeless people?
I'm more concerned about what kind of life this baby's gonna have, and if the baby's gonna survive being the birth.
Well, one thing we know for sure: the baby will never run away from home.
Just
so wrong.
Now, listen.
So he tries to convince people with the first part of the story that he's actually a nice guy, and then he finishes it with that.
That just popped in my head. That's not something I thought when I was there, but I did think driving home, you know, it never dawned on me that homeless people have needs sexually. Now, I know there are homeless people out there doing nasty things for crack and all that. I get that. They're out there S and the D and all that, but that's to support their drug habit. But and usually that's to, you know, dealers and whatnot. It never dawned on me that there's a homeless guy out there and he sees a homeless chick and he's like, hey, check her out. Which one? The one on the left? No, the one with the tooth. Check her out. I bet I could hit that. And then they like, that's a thing. It never dawned on me. I was just fascinated. Like I'm like, is there like a homeless people meet app or anything too? That would be pretty cool if there was a way for them to hook up like that. I know it wouldn't be an app because they don't have phones. Actually, some homeless people do have phones, and those don't get my money. If I see you put your phone up and then ask for money, you're not getting no money from me at the light. I don't think so. But I was just fascinated by that whole thing.
I actually would not be shocked if homeless people actually have sex with like regular civilians. Like
You think there's a guy out there with like a homeless fetish?
I think girls, women, and guys. I wouldn't exclude women from this either.
Oh, come on, Nicholas. I don't believe for one minute that there's some woman that would have sex with a homeless. You really think so?
I wouldn't be shocked if that. I'd be shocked
God,
if that
I
hasn't
would.
Happened.
Oh,
honestly.
I mean, maybe if you lose a bet.
That's
they're like yeah,
not
you gotta.
Even, no, I just think they, you know, they were just lonely.
Because you saved the date money?
Because you what?
Save the date money? I mean, I don't know. What's the objection? I don't.
If you ever banged a homeless person, 713-780-3776.
Yes, please call.
Let Barry know.
Please.
He will definitely
just
read your text.
I will put you,
just
I will
from
put
a
you in the express
standpoint.
Lane, for
yes.
sure.
Oh, my God. There's no way, though. You know what we're going to get? We're going to get a bunch of dumbass
calls,
like
we
did yesterday.
Text.
Where that guy was like, hey, I spit my mochaccino. Shut up. No, I don't want that.
He was a New York guy.
Whatever. It was an awful New York accent.
Yes, it was.
And
you did it.
I can't believe, though. Oh, Nick, you just shattered my innocence. Oh, my God. I don't know.
I mean, think about it. So a girl's homeless. She's become homeless. She wasn't homeless. She gets desperate. She considers having sex for money. She has sex with a civilian, right? Does it have to be?
I guess so, yeah. But
another homeless person?
Oh, well, that could be. Maybe she's got knocked up by just some regular
dude
out there.
I do believe that.
Boy,
even people that don't pay for it would do it.
I tell you, if you saw her, maybe I'll stop by there again today, take a picture. No,
that's not wrong. Nice.
That would do it. Trust me, I don't know that. I could see if maybe there's like a crack hole that you're like, oh, okay, you know, she still kind of has it together. Sure, she's got a few meth scabs and all that, but she still kind of has it together, right? Booty's a little loose or whatever, but overall, but booty's not a little... not this lady. I promise you. Imagine, I'm not going to be mean. Bless her heart. That blew my mind when the lady said she's pregnant. I was like, oh my God, now I wanted to snatch that back and just get her some vitamins. Be like, ma'am, you need to take some vitamins for this baby.
Yep. This icebreaker brought to you by Barry is funny.
What?
But
that fascinated me. I'm sorry. That really fascinated me.
And why do I have the bad vision in my head of like the way a squirrel nibbles at food, like with this lady in Doritos?
The chips. Just, one tooth right up front on the side.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I felt bad. I mean, I tried to do something.
Couldn't have gotten Cool Ranch?
See, that would have pissed me off.
I was going to say, if she already turned coffee into Pepsi and a sandwich into chips, if you got the wrong branded
But she was so sweet because she goes, you know what? I like Pepsi. And I was like, well, okay. So I'm going to get her. And then she goes, I said, what kind of chips do you want, sweetie? She was like, I don't care. So I was like, well, at least she wasn't like, you know.
Picky about it?
Yeah.
Because I've done that before.
That would have pissed me off.
I don't care about preference, honestly, when they're homeless and they're trying to eat. But I've been through that before.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, I'll buy. I don't necessarily want to give a homeless person money
because food is great. Yeah.
I don't want, but I will. You know, I'll go. Like, there was a time I was coming home and I had extra Chick-fil-A, and there's the guy out there at 610 and Westheimer that stands. There's an old man out there. He's a vet. They all say they're a vet. I don't know who to believe. I don't want to say they're not. I have a hard time believing.
About the bigger dude.
Yeah, black dude with a beard.
Oh no, that's a different guy.
Oh, okay. But I gave him some of my Chick-fil-A, and you know. He didn't turn it down or anything. I'm sure he wanted money, but I'm not going to give you money, but I'll give you food. If I have food, I'll give you some food, or I'll go buy you some food.
Yeah.
But I've had people, I've done that. When I was in, I think it was Wichita, there was a homeless guy out front, and it was cold. This was like last year, the last time I was there, not this most recent one, time before. Whenever I was there when it was cold, and I asked him, I was like, hey, bro, are you cold? Do you want me to buy you some coffee? He goes, no, you just give me the money. I was like, I won't give you the money, but I'll buy you a coffee.
Yeah.
Or I'll go in there and put some money on your coffee. And you can go get it when you want. He goes, no, I just want the money. I was like, well, then you can go without. And I walked off. I'm not giving you the money.
No, my buddy Zach used to do that because he got tired of the fact that every time that we all would go out to eat or whatever, I would always, and especially at places like Maggiano's where it's bottomless. And at the end, they say, you want to take some with you. Well, right. I would always take it with me and then give it to people that were homeless on the way home. And a lot of times he would get frustrated because people would say, no, I don't want that. Just give me money instead. So he went and bought those. Remember the old coupon books like for Halloween and stuff that McDonald's could get? And threw a coupon in the bag and it was good for either a hamburger or fries or something like that. He went and bought a booklet of those.
Yeah.
And was like, here you go. And if you want it, then go to McDonald's and get it. And if you don't, then that's on you if you want to try and sell it or do whatever.
Trade them for crack.
But yeah, just not getting involved in all
that. Damn it. Dr. Trey on 290 said, bro, you could have just bought her some cheese puffs.
So wrong.
That's so true. That's so though, funny because they melt if you put a cheese ball in your
melt.
Mouth.
They're softer.
What was I thinking?
Fantastic, Dre.
Damn it. Yeah, you're right, Dr. Dre. 290. I should have. And then somebody else said, Barry, no lie. My grandma doesn't have teeth and she eats chips. Her gums are made of steel, bro. Really?
No. It would have been messed up if you got her like an hour later or something like that.
An
she
apple.
Lost her one last.
You go, ma'am. Here's an apple.
Oh man. We got to go to break. We're running late. Back with a whole lot more of hour number two. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97. Before we go to break.
I guys want to tell you about MyBookie right now. Go sign up. Do yourself a favor. We've got AJ out here tweeting great tips for college basketball plays. Jerry Bow out here tweeting great football and soccer and everything else. And I'll give you my picks if you want to, you know, take that gamble. One gamble you shouldn't take, though, is who you bet with. And that's, you know, don't go to some no-name sports, but go with MyBookie at MyBookie.ag. They are the best in the business, hands down. Take all this information that you get from us and everybody else at the station and go try to make yourself some money with it. MyBookie has the odds on every game. They've got all the prop bets in the world. In fact, they have more prop bets than any other sports book out there. They've got everything you could want, but it's safe and reliable, and that's the big differentiator between MyBookie and everybody else. When you sign up, Use promo code radio. They're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money for you to wager on your favorite teams or, you know, parlays, whatever it is you want to do. But guys, it's super important that you go with somebody like MyBookie, because when you win and you want to get your money out, they're going to pay you. And I don't know if you've ever gambled or wagered anywhere else. A lot of times what ends up happening is, when you request your money, they're like, oh, well, they give you the runaround, and they find 1,000 different reasons not to pay you. Not with MyBookie. You get paid when you want your money. They pay you fast. Nobody pays out faster. That's super important. So who you bet with is as important as who you bet on. Bet with the best, and that's MyBookie. Go sign up right now. Put in promo code radio. Take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. Guys, you play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back rolling through the final segment of hour number two, 3 hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 every single weekday. And all you have to do when you're driving out and about, even if you get out of the signal range, is go to ESPN975.com and follow the directions to download the app. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and listen to every show all day and all night. And, of course, when you're on ESPN975.com, if you want to catch up on anything you may have missed that day, at the top of the page, there is a bar for The Usual Suspects. Click on that tab. You can get the back hours of each and every show.
Lots of texts coming in. Obviously, last segment stirred it up a little bit. Somebody's like, y'all are funny, but you're going to hell for making fun of that lady's one tooth.
Toothus.
We didn't make her have one tooth, but I just pointed it out. And then Nick was the one that made the now and later joke.
No, that was not me.
Thanks, Barry. I'm pumping gas. I open the door to get the pump, and everyone's looking at me when you mention homeless people's sexual needs.
Just another, that's my another bad. Job well done.
True story. My buddy offered a homeless man that always is at Beltway and Fondren a hit off his blunt, and the guy goes, hey, I'm working right now. That is outstanding.
That's good, you got to be nice.
You never know. They might be out there drug testing.
You're going to offer him.
Right?
Offer him a hit off your blunt.
Who would let a homeless man hit their blunt?
Not me.
Bro, you're not putting them homeless lips on my blunt. I'm sorry.
Or just give it up completely.
No, you can have it.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would
you
do
that? Let me get it down to almost the end, and then you can have it.
Yeah,
but we're not.
That's what stuck out to me.
Yeah, that's
he's got to pass it back, brah.
Right. No, thank you. Hey, guys, love the show. Just wanted to say I've always been a Blitz fan and still am. However, y'all are now tied with the Blitz, in my opinion. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Appreciate that.
That's much appreciated. So, okay, these others are topics, so I know you guys wanted to get some other stuff first. But
sure.
Somebody wants us to talk about the fart gender reveal video that we talked about going off the air. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
You were
much.
Knee-deep in that.
It was telling for Barry yesterday after the show.
I was so excited
Tyler
about it.
Tyler and AJ was informing him about the entire story.
He was not happy about all that.
I was disappointed, but still very excited about it. I was
so much so that you were still playing us videos in the parking lot.
I was sad to know that it wasn't real, that it was done by some comedians. But the fact that she did it is just, that's top notch in my book. That's outstanding. So people want to talk about that. They want us to talk about a topic we actually covered maybe either earlier in this week or last week, but somebody wants to know if you were drafting and you only had a choice between Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, who are you taking?
I'm still taking Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
We broke this down already, and this was the same kind of discussion that came up when Watson played Mahomes. And we said, look, this is going to be the all-consuming topic of the weekend into NFL Sunday when it was Texans-Chiefs. Same thing, again, but with MVP connotations. But when you look at it, this is the kind of thing that people are going to start talking about between now and Sunday, because this is going to be a huge tale of the tape. It's the game within the game. It's comparing the two guys as well as the two teams, but it's a big game.
Do you worry at all that either one of these guys, let's say that, you know, Lamar Jackson has a big run early in the game. Do you feel like that there's any pressure on these guys to respond in a similar manner? Because that would worry me a little bit, like, hey, Deshaun, listen, stay within your game. Don't do anything crazy. If it comes up, yes, of course, make a play. But don't feel like you have to match Lamar Jackson. And I'm on the other side, I'm saying the same thing. If Deshaun Watson is getting tackled and he throws the ball on the flat to Duke Johnson as he's going down and it ends up being a big play, don't feel like you have to match them. Just play within yourself, because I worry that that would be the case.
The maturity that I've talked about that we've witnessed with Deshaun Watson, you hope would take over in that case, because we've seen it on the basketball court where a guy goes at you and takes it to you, and then all of a sudden the guy that got taken it to has to go on the other end and go back at him, and then everybody else on the court gets ticked off and they stand around and they watch and the game suffers. You hope the game doesn't suffer, and you hope that Watson's smart enough and mature enough and has been in the league longer than Jackson enough to say, look, I don't care if you rack up 350 yards passing and 120 yards rushing. If we win the game, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and, you know, for Lamar Jackson, to his credit, been there, done that, because they played the Chiefs earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. So you think that, okay, well, maybe he knows, because he didn't do – they lost that game. But maybe he's like, well, you know what, this isn't that big of a deal to me. It's sure, he's a great player, but, you know, and Watson, to his credit, same thing. They played the Chiefs earlier in the year as well. He didn't seem to do that as well, but I feel like this is being hyped up more than both of those games were. Don't you?
I don't think so yet. I don't think, because Texans are coming off a bye week, so I don't think it's gotten to its pinnacle yet in terms of the hype. I think that because it was the next game in the schedule, no byes involved. I think the Mahomes-Watson deal got a lot more exposure early in the week. Now, we don't know between now and Sunday if it picks up steam, because you got to believe ESPN's pregame show, CBS's pregame show, everybody's going to have something on this game.
Yeah.
And on those two guys.
I feel like, though, I don't know, I just feel like this has been a little more hyped than the Watson-Mahomes thing. I think, obviously, day of, there was a lot going on, but maybe I'm just, my perception's off on that. But the fact that they have both had that game and they didn't do anything crazy or outside of the norm leads you to believe that they won't. But I don't know if it gets hyped up again and there's that, well, I proved it, you know, Watson's like, okay, well, we beat the Chiefs. And you know, Lamar Jackson's like, well, we lost. So if I'm playing another dynamic quarterback, I got to have one under my belt, because you're talking about three of the four or five MVP candidates.
But I tell you what, Barry, in just going through all this conversation, the thing that keeps rattling through my head is, don't be James Harden. Don't worry about your individual stats. Worry about the results of the game.
Right. Play within yourself.
And if you're a game manager all game against the Ravens, but you win that game, you know what? You did a hell of a job.
You won.
Yeah. Yep. And whether you win MVP or not doesn't matter, because you just got another game in the win column that's so important for this team as they head towards a playoff.
It really is, because at 6-3, if the Texans can win this game, now they're tied with Baltimore as division leaders. That's going to go, you know, that goes a long way in determining who's going to get a week off and who's going to have to play a wild card team. So this is a bigger game than I think people realize.
No question about it. You know, it's not the big deal. Colin Kaepernick getting a tryout with the NFL and all the details that surround it. Is it just a bunch of hype and circumstance to have the NFL be able to say he's not blacklisted? Or is it a fair deal and a fair shot for a guy that finally wants to get back there and play some football and see if there's an opportunity for him to play? We'll talk about it next. It's the final hour of the show coming up when we get back. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Behind those warm and cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas. People building grid-scale solar capacity. People turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas. And people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.